was very interesting. Last week during this time, we had Brother Oliver and Lawrence sitting here, which is a very familiar picture.
上周主日学的是彭弟兄跟Lawrence弟兄坐在这边，是我们大家都很熟悉的。
But afterwards, a couple of saints asked, who was sharing and who was translating?
等会后就不知道谁是翻译，谁是在讲的。
Fortunately, we can say that the Lord was speaking there and He blessed us very abundantly. So let's just take a few moments to pray and ask Him to do the same today.
我们感谢主是主在那边说话，我们今天就一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you that you are so abundant and you have made provisions for all that we need.
天父，我们实在感谢你是何等的丰富，你为我们预备我们一切所需的。
We come here this morning, Lord, to again see a glimpse of you. So that a glimpse of you through your Son that you have so graciously provided us.
我们从你的儿子主耶稣基督，我们看见你的慈爱。
We ask that you would anoint our lips and our ears that we would share Christ.
求你来用油膏我们的嘴跟我们的耳朵，我们当我们在交通基督的时候。
Catch another vision of your purpose.
让我们再看见你的旨意是什么。
In the name of your Son Jesus Christ, we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's open our to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please.
让我们打开哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 10.
哥林多后书第四章第七节到第十节。
Let's read together, please.
让我们一起来读。 我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。Now
verses 16 to 18.
16节到18节。 所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天一次一天。我们的至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
I've been very touched as of late as our brothers have opened up the parables to us.
当我们弟兄跟我们交通到那比喻的时候，我的心非常受感动。
It began for me all the way back at Richmond last year when Brother Christian Chin shared on the Book of Matthew.
一直追溯到去年在 Richmond Conference 的时候，那陈锡珍弟兄就与我们交通到马太福音里面的比喻。
And as our brothers recently have shared, in Sunday school, I've been particularly touched with the fact that the Lord tells us in there, he who has an ear, let him hear.
特别是我们弟兄跟我们交通的时候，就是我特别感动是说，主说有耳的就应当听。
I was very much captured by that phrase, and as I looked it up yesterday, I noticed that he says it at least 7 times in the first 3 Gospels.
我昨天因为被那句话非常感动，昨天我看到就在三本福音书里面讲这句话讲了7次。
Not to mention at least 7 times in Revelation when he's talking to 7 churches.
在启示录当他对七教会讲说话的时候也提到7次。
So as I meditated upon this thought, very interesting to me that the Lord spoke in parables, but he desired us to understand what he was saying.
主耶稣对我们说，用比喻对我们说话，他也盼望我们能够听明白。
And so I had the thought of whether, obviously he's speaking to us very richly through the parables even today.
他即使今天还是借着比喻对很丰富的将他的话语对我们说话。
But I was impressed by the thought of how he speaks to us every day through different circumstances in our life.
更让我感动是他们每天。 每天我们的生活中，他也对我们说话。
So I'd like to share a little something that I've experienced, and hopefully we'll all glean a little vision of the Lord from it.
我也愿意在我身上说我所经历的一点，与你们交通，让我们大家都能够看见主。
I was particularly touched recently as I thought about how Paul could look back and talk here in verse 17 about the light momentary affliction.
我在读这十七节里面说，保罗说他至战至轻的苦楚。
When you look at the verses 8 and 9, it doesn't look very light and momentary.
当你看第八节、第九节所说的，就一点也不是自淡自轻的苦楚。
I found it very interesting to discover that Paul wrote this letter shortly after he fled Ephesus for his life.
保罗写这封信的时候是在他离开以弗所以后写的。
And as we know, Paul had a very difficult earthly life.
我们知道保罗在世上的生活是非常艰难。
So I was very touched that he could say this momentary light affliction.
所以我当我读到他这样说自淡自轻的苦楚的时候，我心里实在很感动。
Now I've heard much preaching along these lines over many years.
在过去几年的时候，我常常听到有关这样的交通。
But they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and the Lord recently showed me a picture that meant very much to me.
他们说看见图画就胜过千言万语。最近主让我看见一幅画。
Recently, I was able to witness the birth of my latest son.
最近我看我的小儿子出生。
And there wasn't much I could do but witness.
我不能够做什么，只能够看。
Labor is much work, but not for the father.
对啊，生产要经过很多的苦难，但是这个不是给父亲的。
But as I watched this event, I was very much impressed with the amount of pressure and distortion that the baby's head and body must go through in order to be born.
当我在看我孩子出生的时候，我就想到他要经历多少的压力，然后他才能够生出来。
Any other time, if we did those things to the human body, there wouldn't be anything left.
若是我们任何别的时候，我们若是这样子来对待一个人体的话，那什么都会都没有了。
We would have total destruction, but yet here we see life.
在我们平常的话就会毁坏身体，但在这边我们却看到生命。
And to my understanding, to the baby, it's very momentary and very light because he doesn't understand even what's going on.
对婴儿而说，因为他不知道到底是什么事情，所以都是自淡自轻的苦楚。
And normally we don't even look at there's a total destruction of the environment that kept this baby alive for 9 months.
我们自己也没有看见说在环境里面也常常对能够来保持这个婴儿。生存九个月之久。
And we don't concentrate on the aspects of death there, but we concentrate on the aspects of life and the breath that comes out of that.
我们并不是注意在死亡那一面，乃是我们注意在生命的那一面。
So the thought that struck me was why, when the Lord tells us that we have to be reborn or born again,
所以当主对我们说我们要重生的时候，
why do we not look at the life aspects there instead of concentrating on the death of the flesh.
我们为什么不只住在生命的那一面，反而一直住在死亡跟肉体的一面？
We seem to concentrate very heavily on the death aspect there instead of the life aspect.
常常我们只注重在死亡的那一面，却看清生命的那一面。
But Paul was able to look back and call it momentary light affliction because of the vision he had of God's eternal purpose.
保罗能够这样当他回过头去看，他能够说那是自淡自轻的苦楚的时候，因为他知道那是神永远的旨意。
And I think our focus so often when the Lord speaks to us is we try to understand from our fleshly point of view.
当主对我们说话的时候，我们常常用我们肉体的这一面来看。
We do not see with God's vision.
我们并有从神的眼光来看这件事。
we do not see that the cross and death of the flesh means life to the spirit.
我们没有看见说十字架跟跟肉体的死亡能够带进我们灵里面的生命。
Usually, and I think the biggest reason we do not have this vision is because usually we wait until we perceive that we are in affliction before we even call on God.
我们之所以看不见这一点，是因为我们不等到我们受患难的时候，我们不会来呼求神的。
We usually wait and then we run up our little lifeline, hoping that the Lord will grab it and pull us out.
我们常常就是一直到我们自己实在不行了，就希望神那个主来拯救我们。
I think we usually throw it up because we picture God up on the throne, and so I throw it up in the air, hoping he'll and cry out, hoping he'll catch it.
我常常把自己把那个线就丢到天上然后呼求他，希望他能够抓住我们。
I think Paul was able to look and see that the Lord was inside of him in his heart.
但是保罗能够看见说主是在他的心里面。
I think he was able to do that because he drew nigh to the Lord before he entered into this affliction and this pressure.
他之所以能够这样做，是因为他在他进入这苦难之前，他就已经来到主面前，就已经亲近主。
So I think that we need to, it's very important that the Lord is always near us, but we need to draw near to him.
我们的主是一直靠近我们，最重要的乃是我们要来靠近他。
We come together on the first day of the week to draw near to the Lord and worship him before we enter the week.
我们在七日的第一日，我们就聚集在一起来亲近主，然后再进入我们一周的生活。
I've been impressed as of late that Sunday seems to be one of the days I get up the latest.
我发现一件事，主日常常是我起的最晚的一天。
Here's a day where I'm going to do probably the most important thing of the week, coming in with the brothers and sisters to worship God, but it's one of the days I get up the latest.
这一天乃是一周我是最重要的一天，是我在跟弟兄姊妹一起来亲近，但是我确实我起的最晚的一天。
Now my flesh doesn't enjoy rising early in the week either, but for some reason I'm always able to do it to get to work.
虽然在平常的时候我的身体也不愿意早起，但是因为我必须要早起要上班。
And it's because I perceive that this is something that is very important.
因为我觉得那是重要的。
I've been challenged as of late to rise early on Sunday morning because if there's ever something that's important, it is worshiping the Lord.
我最近就学习在主日早上要早起，因为我们亲近主是实在是很重要的事。
We want to avoid getting into tradition and doing things without meaning, but there is a very purposeful way we approach the Lord's Day in that we worship before we try to enter into any ministry or teaching.
虽然我们不愿意落入到遗文传统的里面，但是我们在早上在主日早上在我们说话跟敬拜主以前，若是我们先能够亲近主敬拜主是很重要的。
Because I think the only way to see things which are not seen, which is what the verse 18 tells us to do, is to draw near to the Lord.
若是我们要看见我们所看不见的，我们就必须要来亲近主。
Now, as I mentioned, I was actually just, for the most part, a spectator during this event.
在我孩子出生那时候，我就只是看的人。
Which impressed me, and I was there, however, because I felt my family was in need, and I wanted to help them carry the burden, if I could.
我在那边的目的就是因为我觉得我家人需要我，我希望能够担负一点担子。
I think the body very much forms the same function as far as the corporate situation goes.
在团体里面，我们的身体也是这样子。
As I meditate upon this thought, I was very touched in Romans 12:15.
在罗马书十二章十五节里面。
As we've gone through Romans in our Friday night Bible study, it's really been a rich experience. And as we've moved into chapters 12 through 15, we've seen how the Lord gives us very practical examples of how to live according to his purpose.
当我们在星期五晚上读罗马书的时候，当我们进入到第十二章到第十五章的时候，我们看见主让教导我们如何在生活上实行出来。
As I read verse 15, it said, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep."
第十五节说，与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Now, the way that is written, I perceive that to be a command from the Lord.
这样的话，圣经上这样子说，我就认为这是一个神的命令。
My experience has been I have been incapable of following this command.
但是我从我的自己的经验来说，我却没有办法遵守这个命令。
My natural experience has been when somebody comes rejoicing, if I'm in a bad mood, I usually begin to tell them about my hangnail and various other really important stuff, I tell you, that is afflicting me and brings them down.
我自己的经历是当别人很高兴的来到我这里，但是我却心情很不好的时候，我就会开始告诉他我为什么心情不好，让他也跟我一样的忧伤了。
Or if someone comes weeping, I say, well, it's momentary light affliction, so rejoice.
若是有人来到我这边心里很难过哈，我就会跟他说，这不过是自在自清的苦楚，所以没有关系，我们应该快要喜乐起来。
I think our perception of momentary light affliction is somebody else's affliction.
所以我们常常把认为自在自清的苦楚是别人的苦难。
And I think it is because we do not have the perspective of God and His purpose.
我想这个原因就是因为我们没有神那样子的眼光。
I think it is very important to be able to enter into this rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep.
或是我们能够进入到与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭，这是非常重要的。
But the only way to do that is to capture a vision of what Christ's purpose is.
我们能够做到这一点，我们必须要先知道基督他神的旨意是什么。
And I think Paul was able to do that.
保罗能够做到。
And I think we miss many blessings and many lessons of the Lord with our inability to do that in the body.
我们在身体里，我们在教会里面不能够那样子，因着我们不能够那样子做，我们实在失去了神许多的祝福。
I think it is very important that we come together and bear one another's burdens as the Lord has directed.
就像主说的，我们当我们在一起的时候，我们要互相彼此担负重担。
But in order to do that, we need to have the vision that Christ has.
我们要能够那样，能够做到那样，我们必须要有主的意向。
We need to not only pray for the physical healing, but that the spiritual lesson.Would be learned not only in the individual's life who's suffering, but in our own life.
并不只是为着身体得到医治，乃是要让我们的灵里面能够有所看见。
I found to contrast the birth of my second son with my first son, it was very much different experience.
在我的大儿子跟小儿子的出生有一个非常大的对比，是非常不一样的经历。
Due to illness of my wife and the baby, the child had to be taken at the seventh month in a C-section.
因为我妻子身体的不好，还有孩子，所以那个小孩子在七个月的时候就必须要开刀拿出来。
At that time, there was much pressure on the entire family and the relatives.
在那个时候，对整个家庭跟甚至亲戚之间都有很大的压力。
And I experienced during that time, you would run into people at the hospital, and their way of weeping with you was telling you their good experience somewhere along the way.
当我在医院里面看见一些看到别人，然后跟他们讲说，他们与你同哀哭的经历，就是他告诉你他自己好的那个经历。
So what I experienced there and didn't even realize it at that time, I saw even greater at this time.
我那时候根本没有想到我会有再一次有这样子的经历。
Was the ability of the saints and the close relatives in the family to come together and stand together in prayer and in comfort.
就是圣徒们跟家里的人站在一起一起祷告。
And I actually praise the Lord because of if the two situations would have been reversed, I do not think I would have seen this vision of momentary light affliction.
我感谢神，因为他若是把我这两次的经历，他把它次序颠倒的话，我想我不会看见那个自战自清的苦楚这件事。
So what I would like to share with you all is this aspect of seeing Christ's purpose, not only in your own suffering or affliction, but in the entire body.
我愿意与你们交通的就是我们要看见神的旨意，不仅是在我们自己的生活里面，即使在就是在整个教会的里面。
And then as we pray and bear one another's burdens, we would also seek the Lord's purpose.
当我们在一起彼此带到的时候，互相安慰的时候，我们也能够寻求神的旨意。
We would see His vision as I meditated on this thought.
当我这样想的时候，我们能够看见他，我们就能够看见他的意象。
It was interesting to find that there were many places in the Bible, many scriptures and many people, which applied to this subject of this vision.
关于这个意象，当我在思想的时候，在圣经里面就有许多的这样子的例子。
We could have looked at Abraham, at Moses.
我们看到亚伯拉罕、摩西。
We could even have looked at the Lord Jesus himself.
我们甚至看见在主耶稣的身上也是如此。
Because they had a vision of something that was much greater than what it was here on earth.
他们看见的那个，他们比在世上所看见的更大。
And I think capturing this vision enabled them to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and perceive that it was just a momentary light affliction.
因着他们有这样子的看见，所以他们能够经过死荫的幽谷，认为那一切不过是自战自清的苦楚。
So I would like to challenge us to.Seek this vision that we may enter into what the Lord has called us in this verse here. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
我愿意向你们有个挑战，让我们一起来寻求神，进入看见这个意象，让我们能够与喜乐的人一同喜乐，与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
No, that is not to say that we go home and say, Lord, turn up the pressure on Brother Oliver so the rest of us can learn.
我并不是让你们回家以后跟主说，给同弟兄一点压力，所以我们大家都能够学习这个功课。
Because an aspect I see here is that we are to enter in and bear this brother's burden.
在这我看见是我们必须要一同进入，然后互相担负彼此的重担。
We will never be able to accomplish that in our flesh.
在我们肉体，我们是做不到的。
But when we enter into the Lord's perspective,
但是当我们进入神主的里面时
，and concentrate on the spiritual life,
集中注意力在属灵的生命
，and see that being born again takes a total destruction of our old self,
让我们看见要重生就是要把我们自己老旧的生命完全毁坏
，and a total entering into the new nature that God has put within.
完全进入神为我们所预备新的性情。
Then I think we will be able to bear one another's burdens, to be able to rejoice and weep with one another.
那我们就能够彼此担负重担，能够与喜乐的人一同喜乐，与哀哭的人一同哀哭了。
And as I look around, there were, I think, upwards of 100 people gathering on the weekend, so I'm sure there is much burden to be bear.
我们差不多有100个人一起聚集，我想有许多的重担是要彼此来担负的。
But as we look to the vision of Christ,
当我们看见基督的意象的时候
，and come together as a body, I think it will be a very light burden to them.
当我们聚集在一起，也是一个身体。
But much fruit to be gained.
我们就能够认为这个重担是轻省的，而且能够结出许多的果子。